It's time for the emergency break of the week.
I think it's a small peek inside of his golf soul. There's no way Tiger would quit at the Masters. Would he quit at the Players? Would he quit at the car crash open or whatever they're doing these days?
Easy, Norm.
December. Oh, that's
hitting a little close to home for him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, true. Sorry. Yes.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Here's the thing about the Masters, Rick. It's the only major, where it's the same golf course.
Absolutely. Venue. Same venue.
And so...
familiarity, everything.
It's the familiar out. It's the fact that we all know it.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on the Little Ticket.
Yes, it is e-brake time, and it's brought to us by Crawford Services AC and Plumbing. We'll give you the three candidates. You get to vote on them. 888-787-1310. Candidate number one from the Hardline. Guy by the name of Corby Davidson. There is nothing quite like the Corby laugh, which we hear a lot of in this little clip. They were talking about baby names from back in the day. And Corby sometimes will throw out just ridiculous numbers. He was trying to be factual in this case and was way off on the name Butch in the previous segment, and then when they came back to talk about it, Ham played the clip, and that made Corby laugh again. But just imagine tuning in to the Ticket for the first time and hearing this discussion.
We were looking at the popularity of the name Butch and when it peaked, and so I'm looking at this graph that tells you.
This Butch graph?
Now, if you were to look at this, would you have said the same thing? Because you didn't correct me. I just want to let you know. But I claim that there were 70 million kids.
70 million Butches.
That would mean every male would have been named Butch.
Yeah, the U.S. The U.S. population was only...
There might have been a few female Butches in there, too.
150 million. And clearly there's more women than men. And so let's just say, shorthand, there are 70 million males alive at the time in the U.S. And according to Corby's research, every single one was named Butch.
That's so great. Everyone.
All of them.
Crack researcher
like
over there.
Kid just pops out like, what do you want to name it?
I don't know,
okay,
Butch.
So not only did it peak around that time, in the United States of America in 1955, there were about 70 million Butches out there.
How did we let that go?
I don't know. You're just as culpable. This is
so we didn't say anything back.
No,
reaction there at all.
No, nothing.
Yeah, wouldn't you rear up if someone said in the 50s that there were 70 million Butches?
He does not. How Butch was a nickname?
Maybe. Yeah. How many actually say Butch on the birth certificate?
Yeah, I knew some Butches in my family.
Okay.
And they were all nicknames for people.
Yeah.
None of them were actually named Butch.
Corby doesn't know how to read a graph. Apparently it was 70 per million.
Oh, okay. And he took it as 70 million.
750.
As Bob said, would be every male in the United States in 1950, whatever. All right, one more time.
We were looking at the popularity of the name Butch and when it peaked, and so I'm looking at this graph that tells you.
This Butch graph?
Now, if you were to look at this, would you have said the same thing? Because you didn't correct me. I just want to let you know. But I claim that there were 70 million kids.
70 million Butches.
That would mean every male would have been named Butch.
Yeah, the U.S. population. Yeah. The U.S. population was only...
There might have been a few female Butches in there, too.
150 million. And clearly there's more women than men. And so let's just say, shorthand, there are 70 million males alive at the time in the U.S. And according to Corby's research, every single one was named Butch.
That's so great. Everyone.
All of them.
Crack researcher
like
over there.
Kid just pops out like, what do you want to name it?
I don't know.
Okay.
Butch?
So not only did it peak around that time, in the United States of America in 1955, there were about 70 million butches out there.
How did we let that go?
I don't know. You're just as culpable. This is
so we didn't say anything back.
No,
like there's no reaction there at all.
No, nothing.
They wanted to make sure you got the year right. 19. Okay, yeah, 55. Yeah. That was the year we hit 70 million.
He didn't want to get that part wrong.
Right. Yeah. Let me get that right.
So the two butches I could think of off the top of my head, Butch Cassidy.
Yeah.
He was Robert Leroy Parker and just adopted the name Butch. Former MLB catcher Butch Weiniger.
Oh, yeah.
Was born Harold Delano Weiniger, so that was also a nickname.
Yeah.
But according to statistics, Butch is ranked as the 1,213th most popular name in the United States. This is according to the Social Security Administration. So a lot of people do have that given name. Well,
number
not a lot.
One.
It's about 7 out of every 100,000 Americans are named Butch.
I think of Butch Hadnot.
Oh, yeah.
Texas running back. Remember
Butch
him?
Johnson.
Butch Johnson.
Butch Johnson.
Yeah, we need to look that up, see if he was really Butch. All right, there's Corby, candidate number one. Candidate number two from the Morning Musers is me. June and I have both been hopped up on cough syrup and lack of sleep here these last couple of weeks. And it really set in with me during a segment this week where I begged for these guys just to take me off the air.
Can I give you a tip here 3 months ahead of the holidays?
Sure.
Buy the Jackson's holiday album, their Christmas album. I only discovered it like 2 years ago.
I can't stand that.
Man, I did see mommy kissing Santa Claus.
It is. So, there are so many great songs on there.
Gunshot goes off.
What? Like there's domestic violence related to it?
Sorry, man. I'll stop talking.
No, I don't want you to stop talking.
What are we doing?
I'm going to check out of the game for a little bit.
No, you can't check yourself out.
Something wrong with me.
Oh, my goodness.
I did see mommy kissing Santa Claus.
That one little line is not representative of the entire album.
It totally is.
Michael's voice
so
sounds
is the gunshot.
The best it ever sounded on that album.
Okay, Carol.
What is going on this morning?
What is happening?
I think he is drunk.
I don't know. No, because that interferes with your antibiotics. I'm not drinking this week.
All hopped up on goofballs.
All right.
Something's wrong with you.
I know. I'm on your side.
You stand with me against you. Okay. All right.
Take me off the air. Why didn't you guys take me off the air?
No,
I was clearly
not
unfit to be on the air.
No, you were doing awesome.
All right, there's me, candidate number two. Okay, this has a chance to go in with Brian from Ball State, Van Chu. Have y'all ever heard of Joe Emmer?
No.
From Fox 10 in Mobile, Alabama. He does a show called Studio 10 with Chelsea
Siasane.
And he was trying to say Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and he missed. And he said the mother of all words that begin with the letter C.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay, Joe. I think you'll know a little bit about this, too. A new bacon product might hit the sweet spot.
Hormel is partnering with General Mills breakfast product Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Fantastic. The family chef flavor is involved in the snack of the big cut bacon. He's not going to be able to make it. The black label cinnamon toast crunch bacon will be available at Walmart. Yep.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah, we don't. I don't think we're gonna be trying any of that. That doesn't look very good. All right.
Boy, Chelsea could not handle that.
No.
Boy, I love the part where she just giggles and goes, "Yep,
yep,
yep." All right, one more time on that one.
Okay, Joe. Okay, I think you'll know a little bit about this too. A new bacon product might hit the sweet spot.
Hormel is partnering with General Mills breakfast product Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Fantastic. fantastic. The family chef flavor is involved in the snack. I'm going to cut bacon. He's not going to be able to make it. The black label says crunch bacon will be available at Walmart. Yep.
yeah, we don't. I don't think we're gonna be trying any of that. That doesn't look very good. All right.
No. Okay. I just realized she was trying to still say copy during all that. She wasn't just laughing. She was trying to actually talk. All right. That's Corby, me, or Joe. Joe Immer from Mobile, Alabama. Let's vote responsibly on this one. 888-787-1310. Hello. You are on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hi there, guys. It's Fake Gene over here.
Hey, Fake Gene.
I keep hearing you guys talk about Wilma Clay.
Yeah?
That sounds like Fred Flintstone's wife's maiden name.
Okay.
I'm a vote for Corby.
Okay, thanks. You could have just said the beginning.
No, it's okay.
Will Clay.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Good morning.
Morning.
Like to vote for you.
Okay.
Hope you're feeling better.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Okay.
All right.
Hello, you are on Ticket Radio.
That was a vote for you, right?
Oh, maybe. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, okay.
He said, I'd like to vote for you. I hope you're feeling better.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. For you. Okay. I thought he meant like I have a vote for you. All right. Sorry. Hi, you're on the ticket. What's up?
Yeah, I'm looking to deliver these 1,000 cases of baby oil to George Dunham's end of fiscal sex party.
Okay, no such thing, sir. No such thing. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Good morning, musers. How about a vote for Georgie? And I love you madly.
Oh, thank you. Hello, you're on the ticket, America's favorite radio station.
Hey, George.
Yeah.
Who's Argyle got this week?
They're off.
They're off. All right. Did you kill Ed Carter?
No.
Is that weird for a high school to have an off week?
I don't know. No, if you play week zero, it's not. Right, Daddy? Yeah.
Yeah, almost. The way it works. And they figure in bye weeks to almost every district nowadays.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
What are my choices again?
Okay. You gotta need to come prepared as a voter.
Hello, you're on Ticket AM, FM, and the stream.
Hey, are we still voting for the high school game of the week?
No, we're voting for the e-break.
No. Give me the guy from the Bird Dogs.
Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yeah, it's going to be George. I appreciate you.
Okay, appreciate you. Hello, you are on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, Gordo, it's Cruz and Lito.
Hey, Cruz.
Hey, although I'm voting for Jubb today, I wondered which of these two movie villains do you fear more, Anton Chigurh or Blue Duck? 888-787-1310.
Without a doubt, Anton Chigurh.
That's your boy. And ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner.
Can I give you a tip here 3 months ahead of the holidays?
Sure.
Buy the Jackson's holiday album, their Christmas album. I only discovered it like 2 years ago.
I can't stand that.
Man. I did see Mommy kissing Santa Claus.
It is. So, there's so many great songs on there.
Gunshot goes off.
What? Like there's domestic violence related to it?
I'm sorry, man. I'll stop talking.
No, I don't want you to stop talking.
What are we doing?
I'm going to check out of the game for a little bit.
No, you can't check yourself out.
Something wrong with me.
Oh, my goodness.
I did see Mommy kissing Santa Claus.
That one little line is not representative of the entire album.
It totally is.
Michael's voice
so
sounds
is the gunshot.
The best it ever sounded on that album.
Okay, Carol.
What is going on this morning?
What is happening?
I think he is drunk.
I don't know. No, because that interferes with your antibiotics. I'm not drinking this week.
All hopped up on goofballs.
All right.
Something's wrong with you.
I know. I agree. I'm on your side.
You stand with me against you. Okay. All right.
Take me off the air. Has anyone begged to be taken off the air?
Yeah.
Is that a first?
Me, constantly.
Yeah, that's true. You do that all the time. All right, how many wins there, Daddy?
George, that is your 106th e-break win. You are now 31 behind the all-time leader, Norman Butch Hitzkus.
All right.